Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. This episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us by Patreon and Spotify, the partnership. Patreon and Spotify have partnered to give podcasters more control and to level up their business. If you're a podcaster looking to deepen your community, grow your business, and increase reach, now's the time to start a Patreon account to integrate with Spotify. We will share more information about this new integration in the show notes of this episode. Hey, Ariel here, and I'm back to hosting the show after a week off. Although it wasn't really a week off, I was running around, schmoozing, partying, learning, and exploring at Podcast Movement in Denver. Thank you to Akshi Sinha for hosting while I was away. Last week, our theme was spiritual trauma podcast recommendations. Our curator was Simon Kent Fung, host of Dear Alana and Fun News. While I was at Podcast Movement in Denver last week, I actually got to meet Simon, which was really cool and really well-timed. The podcasts that he recommended last week were Dear Alana, which is Simon's podcast, of course, from Tenderfoot TV, The Turning, The Sisters Who Left from Rococo Punch. There was The Rise and Fall of Mars Hill, The Liturgists, and Simon closed out the week with Queerology, a podcast on belief and being. Thank you for curating that list for us, Simon. If you didn't get the chance to listen to those shows last week, we will link to them in the show notes. Now on to this week's recommendations. Our theme is called Tough and Tender Storytelling. Our curator is Linda Mariano, creator and host of Tough Love. In just a bit, you'll hear from Linda about her podcast picks and why she selected them. After that, you'll learn about our spotlight podcast pick, Crimes of the Heart, a love and dating show with a true crime twist. Then we've got our fiction podcast pairing brought to us by our friends at Realm Media. And last, I'll share some podcast industry news and tidbits before we close out the show for the week and send you off to listen to some podcasts. Now let's get to Linda's recommendations for the theme, Tough and Tender Storytelling.
Hey, my name's Linda Mariano, and I'm an Australian who now lives in LA. I've been a radio and TV presenter for years. I'm a DJ, musician, and author. My memoir, Love Language, has just been released. And of course, I'm a podcaster. In podcasting, I've hosted various music-based shows, lots of interview chat shows about pop culture. And my real baby is that I'm the co-creator and host of Linda Mariano's Tough Love. The theme I chose for you is tough and tender storytelling, because my favorite podcasts, and believe me, I smash through them, are when I feel completely immersed in a compelling story. I want to feel creatively inspired and emotionally engaged, and that's just so fun for me. So you'll get a mix of richly produced fiction podcasts to some funny real-life scenes in my Tough Love project to some pure, perfect narration. These are my highly, highly recommended ones for you. The first one is called People Who Knew Me. This is a fiction podcast that the BBC Sounds have done. Hello LA is the first episode. You need to start at the beginning. The incredible actress Rosamund Pike plays the lead role, and her delivery is hypnotizing. How good is her voice? You will know it when you hear it. I just think the scripting in this is brilliant. It's understated. She is such a flawed main character as well, which you will hear. She essentially plays a woman who fakes her own death to get out of a marriage that she no longer wants to be in. Okay, it's juicy stuff. The next podcast pick for you is another fiction one, and it's from the incredible Q Code team. I think I've listened to every single episode that Q Code have ever released in their podcast series, and their one called Hidden Signal Evergreen is the one that I want you to listen to. The first episode is called Speak Hannah, and this is a psychological sci-fi thriller with an all-star cast. So the lead heroine is played by Asian American Lana Condor, and I love it. The next thing that I'm going to recommend for you is different. It's a New Yorker fiction podcast recommendation. So if you've never listened to the New Yorker fiction podcast, I love this. I actually find it quite meditative when you hear someone with beautiful, smooth voice reading a story aloud to you. So it's authors reading aloud stories that have appeared in the New Yorker fiction over the years. If you only listen to one episode, this is my recommendation. It's an episode titled Otessa Moshfegh Reads Sheila Hetty. So Otessa reads a story that Sheila Hetty has written called My Life is a Joke, and then discusses why the story is so brilliant. It really is. It's fabulously dark and also hilarious. The next pick for you in this tough and tender storytelling is another fiction one. This is an award winner made from a Zimbabwean Australian woman called Christine Kix Mwaturura. And the series is called Private Affairs. The episode, Halloween Hookup. It's got romance, it's got drama, it's got comedy, and it's a modern love storyline across Australian and African cultures. And now, onto the final podcast recommendation, and it's the one that I have hosted and just love. It's called Linda Mariano's Tough Love. And of course, you've got to start at that first episode to set it all up, all the tension, all the drama, because we're worth it. This one is almost like a very intimate audio journal, documentary, diary style reality podcast. It's an award winner as well. And it's me throwing you right into the thick of my troubles as I navigate my long distance relationship in real time and learn some big tough love lessons along the way. We cover some big ground here. We talk about mental health, resilience, people pleasing, career and work-life balance, and we jump into fertility, and a few episodes into the podcast, I go down an egg freezing journey as well. I cover my Italian and Chinese family values, which is just an absolute riot when you hear from my parents. And we also check in with fun and famous friends along the way, including super pop producer Benny Blanco and artist Jesse Ware. This is an immersive podcast, and I want you to feel like you can be entertained, you can escape, and hopefully it's a luxurious lens that makes you think about your own life and values with a smile on your face. Well, I hope you got something out of those episodes. I hope you enjoy them. And thanks so much for listening to my picks. If you want to check me out on social media, I'm on Instagram at Linda Marigliano. You might have to check the spelling. Our podcast page is at Tough Love Team. And you can check out my book, Love Language. It's also an audio book. And I'm guessing you like audio. Okay, thanks for having me.
Thank you to Linda for curating this week's list of podcast recommendations and for sending in that voice clip. Linda's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode, so you can click and start listening right now if you so choose. You can also find them on the Earbuds website, earbuds.audio. And did you know that you can be a curator for our newsletter too? There's a link in the show notes of this episode where you can submit a list for our consideration. Next up, it's time for our Spotlight podcast pick. It's a bonus recommendation located at the bottom of our newsletter. This week, we're spotlighting Crimes of the Heart, a love and dating podcast with a true crime twist. Come listen to the confessions of singles and couples as they unburden themselves of their most tragic and embarrassing love, dating, and sex stories. From horrific first dates to savage breakups and epic revenge tales, host Rory Uphold will cover all of the horrors facing modern love these days. You can find and listen to Crimes of the Heart wherever you listen to your podcasts. This week's podcast recommendations on tough and tender storytelling pair well with Blood and Gold. To some, he was a hero. To others, a villain. He was a desperado, a leader, an avenger for his people, and an inspiration for Hollywood's Zorro. Before he was an outlaw, he was just Joaquin, a young man in love who believed anything was possible. But as he fights for a better life with his beloved Rosita, the irresistible dream of the California Gold Rush quickly turns into a nightmare. That was our fiction podcast pairing brought to us by Realm Media. Learn more about Realm by going to realm.fm. And to close out the show, let's get to some podcast news and tidbits. This week in Podcast the Newsletter, Lauren Pacell writes, "The Alarmist is one of my favorite history/comedy podcasts. Host Rebecca and her team go through a disaster in history and try to determine who's to blame for it. I don't know how much you know about the messiness of Trivia HQ, but even if you, like me, binged The Ringer's boom/bust, the rise and fall of HQ trivia years ago and just finished watching the documentary about it, which is called Glitch, it is still fun to hear The Alarmist's funny panel try to determine who is at fault." You can check out Lauren's recommendations in the show notes of this episode and also by subscribing to her newsletter at podcastthenewsletter.substack.com. Next, there's been a bold attempt to erase Black American history from school curricula in recent years. But this concept isn't anything new. In an attempt to rage against the machine, journalist, culture critic, and the self-proclaimed Dean of Black Twitter, Michael Harriet, together with Pharrell Williams, is gearing up to not only uncover, but to also spread the untold stories of Black Americans in history like wildfire in the new podcast, Draped to Maniacs, Unshackled History. Next, check out the latest episode of Conversations with Stephen Kamugasa, How to Decolonize Africa's Toxic Image. We will link you to that episode. And last, what is James Cridland covering in Pod News this week? He's got stories on The Hollywood Reporter's ranking of the 40 most powerful people in podcasting, Coleman Insights and Amplify Media data about what a podcast actually is, and Apple's announcement of enhanced analytics. Read more about those stories and more about what's going on in the podcast industry by going to podnews.net. And that's it for this week. Thank you for listening. We are back next week with more recommendations. But until then, go and listen to some podcasts, and I hope you discover your next favorite listen. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt, with help from Devin DeComo, our podcast and newsletter coordinator. It's mixed and produced by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. This newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. This show is listened to by you, dear listener. Yes, even you get a shout out in the credits. Bye.